Good morning, everyone. So, some of the songs this morning were an encouragement to me to lift up my eyes and draw strength from the Lord. Sometimes I got my eyes pretty low and the strength is almost gone. But we know from whence comes our help. Amen? From above. And that's where we gain our strength. And so this morning, we have our strength in the Lord. We're not void of trouble. We're not void of trial. We're not void of difficulties. But lift up our eyes from whence come our help, the Lord. So if you can't look up this morning and you can't find help, I want to encourage us that there is a way for you to also look up and find help. Maybe you can't find help because you're living in sin. I don't know your situation today. I don't know your life in detail. But I want to encourage us today that there is help in God. There is help. And so it's been encouraging for me this morning to just remember to look up from whence comes our help. Sometimes our children, they don't do that. They don't look up and ask us for help. And it pains us at times. We're like, man, if he would just know I can help him. I could fix that for him. And they don't do that. And it pains our heart. And so we know that the heart of God is like a father. He wants his children to look up. Look up. There's help in God. And so that encouragement is for me this morning, to look up. There's help in God. I didn't know exactly what to share this morning. I wanted to bless the congregation. And the words came to mind last night as I was sitting there before I went to sleep. O man redeemed. And I like that song, 422. O man redeemed, foe to thy heart, thy brother. And so the word redeemed stuck out to me. And so I thought this morning I would just share a little devotional, a meditation on the idea of being redeemed. And you know, most of us in here experience the redemption that is in Christ. We experience being redeemed. We experience to look up from whence comes our help. Amen? We experience that redemption. And I thought this morning of an encouragement, of an invitation. I thought, maybe there's someone in here today that has never been redeemed. And if you don't know what it's like to be redeemed, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And I thought that maybe someone in here today would like to claim redemption. Maybe they know when to bring redemption out. They know when to put redemption away. Maybe they know how to put it on their bumper. And they know how to take it off their bumper. Maybe you want to be redeemed. Maybe you want to be redeemed, but you also want your sin. I don't know your life, but I would like to encourage you that we live because we've been redeemed. And if that isn't your testimony today, it can be. It can be. If you can't say that I do this and this because I have been redeemed, it's very likely you've not been redeemed. But I don't know your life. Let's just take evaluation of our own hearts today. And let's not look out beyond our own soul. Let's look in and say, have I been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ? This is not a game. Christianity is not a word. Christianity is not a saying. Christianity is not a necklace. Christianity is not a bumper sticker. Christianity is a life change. It's a lifestyle. It's something you possess within your soul. That's Christianity. And I want to encourage all of us today to value the redeemed, purchased, bought, saved, rescued, justified, reclaimed. How many of you bought something that has been reclaimed? This or that, sometime through life, and the seller says it's as good as new. We took the old, we took it out, and we put new inside, and it's as good as new, reclaimed, justified, redeemed. That's what God wants for each of us today. But the sad reality is, I don't know how it was 100 years ago. I don't know how it was 200 years ago. But the sad reality is that the world we live in today has said that you can be redeemed today and tomorrow. You don't have to worry so much about it. Just put it on when you're around the right people. Take it off when you want to hang out with your friends. I don't know your life, but that's not redemption. That's not redemption. Redemption is when you change from the inside and you become a new creature, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5. He said that you become a new creation. You're reconciled. You're changed. You're redeemed. You're reclaimed. You're brand new. That's a burden on my heart today. It's not that you become a better person. Ideally, you will become a better person. But that you become redeemed, reclaimed, brand new. We love new stuff. We love to get something new. I bought a new wallet because I hate carrying my wallet in my pocket. And I got it yesterday, and it's thin. I told my wife I want the thinnest wallet that exists because I cannot handle. And so what happens is I lose my wallet because I set it here, and I set it there, and I set it there. And so when I got it, I'm like, I really like this wallet. It is brand new. It's exactly what I wanted. The master is looking for something brand new today. He's kind of tired of the old song that you're in and out. Well, you might love God, you might not love God. He's tired of the world that we live in where genuine Christianity is a word. It's a saying. It's a necklace. It's a bumper sticker. That's not Christianity. Christianity is being redeemed. It's a lifestyle. I'm committed to that. Do I fail? We don't have to go through that today. I don't have to tell you today that I'm an imperfect Christian and still redeemed. You understand the scripture. You understand reality. You understand that. But what I'm concerned about this morning is the influence of the society we live in. It tells you that you can say Christianity, and that makes you redeemed. That's not true. That's not true. Christianity is a lifestyle. It's a change of the heart. As it says in 2 Corinthians 5, it says, reconciled to God. So the challenge for us this morning is if you have never been reconciled, have you ever reconciled a bank account and aligned it with something tangible? You go online and you reconcile it, and you just take, God wants to reconcile you to himself. So this morning, the question that burned on my heart was, there is cause and effect for everything. There's cause and effect. So there's so many people, and we experience that, and I trust this morning at large that is not the case for you, where we claim Christianity, but there's no effect. There's no lifestyle. There's no real, genuine change. There's no real, genuine commitment. It is abroad. It's in our presence each day. So that's why I think we should be alarmed by the idea that Christianity can just be a phrase to you. It can just be something that we hang on when we're around the good, good, goodies. Well, that's what you call them. And we take it off when we want to be around these people. What I'm encouraging you today is that's not Christianity. That isn't really Christianity. That sounds neat, and it might get you by for a long, long time. But you're not a Christian under those principles. You're a Christian when you do things because, keynote, because you're redeemed. How many of us understand that principle in everyday life? We buy a new tool,
And I tell the boys, I think I'm going to buy this or that because, right? There's a cause for almost everything you do. So evaluate your because.
I know I said this before, and I do not advocate this book, but a long time ago, someone encouraged me to read a book called What Is Your Why? And I think I might have preached a message about that. But that's the gist of what I'm trying to say today is, what's your because? When you do A, you did it because. Why? If you do B, you did it because of something. You don't do anything just for anyhow or without purpose. You do it because of something. And so I want to encourage us today to do life because you're redeemed. That's it. We will make mistakes, even under the redemption of Jesus Christ. But if you are purposed to live your life because I'm redeemed, God is going to pour grace upon your life. And I thought of, maybe you're here today and say, well, you know what? Yes, I'm going to start doing good and being good and figuring out how to be good and stopping that bad stuff. And because I am tired of being bad. And it's a long road. It's a long road. I used to do that. I used to wake up and say, today, I will not say one cuss word. None. Zero. And I get up, and I ain't going to do none of this. What I want to encourage you today is, the redeemed live because they're redeemed. I understand that life has choices and you have to purpose. But if you're redeemed, it's because you're redeemed that you do what you do. You don't have to force Christianity. The definition of redeemed, a couple words I thought of, it says that a man is saved. He is qualified. Even when you don't feel qualified, God will qualify you. Justified, rescued, retrieved, reclaimed, bought back. So when God bought you back, did you give him everything? Are you redeemed? Have you fully been redeemed by God? 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, very familiar verses. Some of us are in here today, and you may be thinking, well, I said the Lord's Prayer. I went to my parents and I told them that I'm sorry. And I asked the Lord into my heart. Could it be this morning? Could it be this morning that you're holding on to that and your life has never changed? There's no because. You have never made a change. You've never made a transformation from one kingdom to the other. I don't know your life. But you have to be redeemed out of the old and made new. You have to be reclaimed. That's the kingdom of God. That's transformation. That's being born of the Spirit of God. That's a new man. The old is gone. Very simple. We have to simplify Christianity. It gets hard sometimes. It gets hard. But the redemption that's in Jesus Christ is clear. It's simple. It's a change of allegiance. It's from one kingdom to the other. And I encourage you today, don't lean on something that didn't save you. We're not redeemed with corruptible things. We're redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. So often we are deceived in thinking that this or that is Christianity because it sounds right. But Christianity is a lifestyle. Christianity is a life because of. We don't live to become, we live because. Am I being understood? We don't live to become, we live because we're redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. What a disgrace to God when we say we're a Christian and we live like we're not redeemed. That's a deception. That's a deception. And deception is real. God is graceful. He will help you come out of your deception and be redeemed. Be clean. Be brand new. That's Christianity. First Peter, when Peter wrote this, he was concerned. He said, you're not redeemed with the corruptible things. You're not redeemed by holding on to the church tell of your parents.
You're not redeemed because you said something right sometime in your life. You're redeemed because you have a new heart. You're redeemed because you are sick of your old man. You are redeemed because you're tired of living in sin. You're redeemed because you said, I'm going to follow Jesus no matter who, don't come with me. That's redemption. That's salvation. It's when you're sold out. You're surrendered. You're done with your old man. And you're a new person. That's redemption. And you come to Jesus and you sell everything for him. Paul said he counted everything but dung to win what? The excellence of Christ. He wanted to be in Christ. So this morning, let's not be deceived. Let's not think that it's okay for us to live like this and say this. It's very likely you're not redeemed. Redemption is a new heart, a clean heart, one that aspires to serve Jesus. He doesn't care so much what people think, but because I have been redeemed. I can't do that. You know, friend, I used to, but I'm sorry, I've been redeemed. That's a new life. You don't do that to get right with God. You don't do that to become. You do that because you've been redeemed. And that's encouragement today. Let's be real. Let's be real. You know, we can live a lot of things on the outside, but you'll never deceive God about what's inside. Never. Never. And I look around, and we see it every day. We meet customers, and we ask them about their life. Yes, we're a Christian, and we're pained because down in our hearts, we know they're not. Amen? Not because they're wearing something. Not because they are doing A, B, and C. But they're not Christians. They're not born of the Spirit. They're not, they're not redeemed. There's nothing there. But oh yeah, we're a Christian. And 10 minutes later, they can swear about current conditions and whatever's going on. They're not a Christian, you see? Now, I understand deception, and I understand those things. God wants to redeem every soul. And that's my prayer today, that you get the burden of my heart, that this redemption is in Christ only. This redemption is in Christ only. You are not redeemed. You are not redeemed because you are living with your mom and dad. You're not redeemed. You're not redeemed because you're trying really hard to be good. Nope. You're not redeemed because of that. You're not redeemed because you hang around the right people 4 days a week, one day a week, and then those other 5 days a week, nobody needs to know. You're not redeemed because 40% of your life is under the logo, the label Christianity. That doesn't redeem you. Again, I want to encourage you. You live because. You don't live to become. If you're living to become a Christian, you're not redeemed. We cannot but help ourselves, Paul says. The love of God constrains us to his work. Amen? Do you feel that? Do you ever feel like, oh God, I want to just, I'm committed. Does the love of God constrain you? That's redemption. That's redemption. If you're not constrained by the love of God, if you're not held by the power of God, the blood of Jesus has redeemed you, then you will only do 4 days a week here and 3 days a week there, and you'll put the bumper sticker on Sunday, and then you'll bring it out on your nightstand when mom's going to clean, and you'll do this. You'll do all that to try and be redeemed, but you're still lost. You're still lost. Christianity is simple. It's simple. It's simple. We got to stop complicating it. It's a change of heart. It's a change of life. It's a change of friends. It's a change of kingdoms. And if you haven't done that, you're not redeemed. Let your life show redemption. I do this because I'm redeemed. I bought that tool because I need it. I bought that tool because. That's all we do in life. Because. We do this because. And a lot of times to our fault, we say, well, Linda, it was because. Is that what you're doing? Maybe you're not redeemed today. Because. And you're using that. Oh, but because of this and this, I'm not going to be redeemed. Maybe you look in and you see the hypocrisy right in the church. And you say, no, I'm not going to be redeemed. That doesn't go with the hypocrite. That goes with you. The hypocrite, I'm sorry for you too. But if you're not going to be redeemed because of the hypocrite, that isn't nothing to him. That's to you. That's your loss. That's your loss. And you don't want to pay that price. God save the hypocrite. God save him. But he isn't going to answer for your soul. He isn't going to answer for your soul. You need redemption. You need a brand new heart. You need to be saved. You need to be clean. You need to be reclaimed. Jesus wants all of that for you. The game is kind of getting old, amen? Wouldn't you feel that way? Christianity isn't a game. It isn't a word. It isn't a phrase. It isn't a theology. It's a change of life. It's a new creation. 2 Corinthians says it's a reconciliation of life. Are you restored? Are you reclaimed? Have you been redeemed? Do you live life because? Or do you live life to become? If you're living life in such a way so that I can become, you're not redeemed. We live life because we are constrained by the love of God to do what we do. Let us get serious about Christianity. Let's stop playing games. And let's stop trying to hide. And let's stop trying to put the necklace on in front of our friends and put the bumper sticker on and bring the Bible out when the neighbors come and do all of this to become a Christian or whatever you do. I don't know what you do. But I'm sure if you don't have peace with God, you want people to think you do. I don't know. Don't worry about people. We're nobody. Your dad and mom, we're nobody. Think about God, the Father of heaven. He shed his own blood, the Creator, shed his own blood to redeem you. What a pain when we don't actually take the sacrifice. We don't actually take the redemption that is in Christ. And we try another way. I don't know how this touches your heart, but in my heart, it makes me want to be more committed to this cause. When I studied this, I'm like, you know what? I don't have to be better to be a Christian. I want to be better. I want to be better. I can't but help myself to try to be better. That's true Christianity this morning. That's what I want. I don't always attain these things. Life isn't easy. Life's hard. But if you want to be a Christian, you have to be one because you're redeemed. Not live to become one, but live because you are one. God bless you.